Blog Talk Radio.
I was about to say, this lady a little slow. Yo, what
exactly.
up, what up,
what up?
What's up? What's up? It's the menu, Brother B, Nick, Cole is in the house. What up, y'all? How y'all doing? How y'all be? Hope everything is all well. Mika is running late because guess she's doing whatever she's doing.
And this topic is right up the alley.
Yeah, damn sure is. Because tonight's topic is about interracial dating. Before we jump into that, how you doing, Nick? I got to ask, how you doing? Even though I already asked, but in front of anybody, anybody listening.
I'm aggravated, but other than that, I had a good time in Atlanta City, you know. Have
to
get away
Atlanta
once
City.
In a
you
while
got,
and have fun.
You got a room there or something like that? Oh, you got a retreat there? You stay in Atlantic City.
It's my mom's birthday, so I took a couple of days and stuff. I get deals, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, man. So, I guess I'm all right. You know, just like you said, you aggravated. I'm a little agitated, too, but, you know, it's all good. It's a small thing to a giant. You know what I'm saying?
It's, yeah, it
it's
is what it is, right?
It's definitely a small thing to a giant. Exactly. So, yeah, you're on live with the menu. 347-324-3395 is the guest calling number. That's 347-324-3395. So let's jump in. Interracial dating. What's your take on interracial dating?
I have mixed feelings on it, you know, but I feel to each his own. I really don't care to a degree. You know, sometimes it irks me to see black men with other races because I just feel that they don't respect the black woman, and I just feel that, you know, we're the last kick for everything. So, I don't know. I just sometimes feel a certain kind of way about it. I don't know.
Right.
I just feel that, you know, that's just my opinion. You know, someone might come and jump it on me saying something. That's my opinion. That's how I feel. Would I ever step out of my race? I don't know. Have I thought about it? No. Have I done it? No.
Okay. I mean, well, I see it like this. Love is love regardless. You know, there shouldn't even be a color to it. But what's crazy is with all the, even though there's always been racial tensions in this country, it's amazing to me how still in 2015, like this whole issue of color and people dating each other outside of their races, like I think some people or society just stresses too much on labels and titles, like a race, a creed, themes, what goes on is, you know, here and there. Like, it focuses on too much. And when we look at, interracial dating? Like, why does it even have to have some type of label of, like, oh, you're crossing your color barrier just to, you know, date someone else? Like, listen, I don't really care. You know what I'm saying?
It all depends on the situation because, all right, it's one thing for you to say, you know, okay, I'm with this woman, I care about her. But too many times black men have said to me, I'm done dating you black women because y'all nasty and this and this and that. That's where I have the problem because you're saying that you refuse to date us because you feel that we're a certain way. That's where my issue is. Like, really? Just because you had an issue with a couple of black women don't mean we're all like that. So, therefore, you're going to just say, F black women, and then go out your race. That's where I have an issue. But if you fall for somebody just in general, that's different. But some of these people set out intentionally not to date black women. I've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It was said to me a lot of times. And it's messed up.
Well, my thing, well, all right, I've heard that said before. And you know what, on occasion, like, as men, as black men, we do run into a couple of those chicks who just make us feel like, yo, you know, like, what's your problem? Like, what's your issue?
And we run into,
like,
a couple of you dudes too, but we don't say F all black men. We just say F y'all, just F that person in general. You don't group the whole race together because of assholes.
Well, and this, and I get it, and this is true, but that's when you have the dudes that are just basically kind of like on the wishy-washy side. You know, they wear they hearts on their sleeve, and they want to talk junk about, oh, black woman this and black woman that. Like, listen, everybody's different. But then again, it's bad enough that there's already a disconnect between, you know, black men and black women, which the rift has just been becoming wider, you know, throughout the past, what, 5, maybe 7 or 8 years. You know, there has been a disconnect, but it's a rift, and it's becoming bigger. And I don't understand why. Like, we're supposed to understand where each other's from, because we've all suffered through the same trials and tribulations, our ancestors and whatever. But in the grand scheme of things, I guess that means nothing to really keep us together. In terms of, I'm sorry for the dog in the background. It's a little crazy. But it's apparently it's not enough to keep us together. And once again, I don't have an issue with someone, a black woman going out with a white dude or an Asian dude or whatever. But it's like, yo, I mean, yeah, there are issues on both sides. Because I think we're just not communicating and we're not understanding each other. That's what I think the problem is. And I don't think a lot of times we're trying to understand each other. So, yeah, just like I said before, and you know, oh, some chicks be saying, oh, you a sellout. I remember a chick, years ago I was dating a Greek chick back in high school. And, oh, man, the looks that I got was like, oh, you a sellout. Somebody called me a sellout. I'm like, wow. But then you have some, you know, black women who feel that if they're with a white dude or someone else other than a black man, like, they're held to a more higher regard. I guess it's the thing where maybe there are other races and they put their women on pedestals. And there are black women that want to be treated as such, or women in general, as to where some black men, well, a lot of black men, they have this thing where it's all about quantity and not quality. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know.
I mean, my thing is this. You love who you love, you know, this despite the color. You know, that's
for those who feel that way. But for those who perfectly set out to say, I don't do black women because XYZ, I think that's messed up.
Well, that's,
I really do, and I hear that exactly, and I hear that more and more, and that's more common than anything. You know, you black women, y'all don't smile. You know, you black women.
All right, now.
Because I say
all
hi
right,
to
now.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I'm a black woman. I'm telling you what I've heard.
Okay, and I'm going to come down Front Street. I've said it before. Like, listen, where I work at, or in my travels, like, doing security, you meet a lot of people, and you come across a lot of people, of course. Now, it's crazy because I work overnight, and 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll see a black woman walking down the street, and I'll, good evening, ma'am, and she'll keep it pushing. But then, walking down the street, 2 o'clock in the morning, is a white chick, and or Asian chick, and you're like, good evening, man. Hey, hi, how you doing? And I'm like, whoa. What, like, wow. You get this great response. And it too many times, like, it's happened. It's like you kind of set a clock to it. It's like, yo, it, 9 times out of 10, you're always going to, it seems like you're going to have more of a, more black women coming down the street. And when you say hello to them, it's like they give you the screw face or they just like, yeah, hi. Like, dude, every time a man says hi or a black man says hi, it doesn't mean they want to jump in your pants. Maybe they're just being nice. Maybe they're just being, you know, just being cordial.
But you, at the same time, you don't know what experience
else,
they had, too. At 2 o'clock
okay,
in the morning, nigga, don't teach me.
Well, listen, at 2 o'clock in the morning, listen, why doesn't the white woman have that attitude? Why doesn't the Asian woman have that attitude or the Indian
That's
woman
them.
Have that attitude?
Listen, I work at night as well.
See?
Okay, and listen, and I'm telling you as a woman, 2 o'clock in the morning, when you sometimes be like, hey, you know, respond back, these fools take it like, oh, and then they want to try to, you, sometimes you just, it's not even like you think you're better or this and that. You just don't, you just want to keep it moving and get to your destination and just get out the way. Because sometimes these idiots think it's okay to try to damn near follow you. I've been in a situation like that where you say hi back and these fools think it's an open invitation to freaking follow you and stuff. So, you know, you have to understand where sometimes where the black woman is coming from, too. You know, you don't know what situation she's been through. You know, I know I've been through it, but at the same time, if someone says hi to me, I'm going to say hi. But at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm coming down the street. I really don't want to talk to anybody. Like, I want to keep it pushing, you know, because I don't know you, and I don't know what your intentions are. So, you know, hi, and I'll just be walking. I'm not going to give you that, hi, hi. No, I'm going to keep it walking. I want you to think I'm crazy, so that way you'll think twice because I'll cut you. You're, so you can't know. So you can't even go by that, man. No, for real. These dudes out here are crazy. I'm
I know that.
Shit.
I know.
You know
like,
what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't go by that. And yes, some of our females do
have to go, I have to go by it. Okay, but yeah, I have to go by that. Because out of those 10 black women, only 3 of them are saying hi, but they keep it moving. And see, if listen, if you don't
want to
be bothered.
And have a conversation with you?
No, nobody, no, nobody said stop. We're talking about in passing. Listen, it's been, I've tested the theory. It's sad to say, but I've tested the theory. And like I said, it's amazing how that black woman walking down the street, and then it's like, hey, how you doing? I go, you have a good night, ma'am. And they look at you like you got like a log, a doodle. A brick of doodle, like, sitting right on top of your head.
Well,
and
it also depends on the man, too, B. You don't look friendly.
No, listen, first of all, if I'm smiling and waving and I'm saying, hey, how
you
doing?
Smile?
Listen, it doesn't even, listen, first of all, it doesn't even have to be all about the smile. It's because if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever time, and I'm addressing you cordially, you should cordially respond. Now,
no, we don't
if
have
I take
so
if
I, you can, I say hi straight up. I don't get at 2 o'clock in the morning. You're not getting a smile. You know what I'm saying? At 2 o'clock in the morning, if you say, you know, hi, how are you? I'm gonna say I'm finding you, and I'm gonna keep it walking. I'm not gonna give you that pleasant
well,
look because I've done it before, and then dude was following me. No, I'm gonna say I'm gonna put on a straight look on my face. Hello, how are you? And I'm going to keep it pushing at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, if you catch me at a different time where it's daylight, that's different. But if you're talking all times we in the morning, no, I'm not going to give you that, hi, how are you? No.
But the only reason why I'm saying this about 2 o'clock or whatever time in the morning is because it's amazing how the white woman or the Asian woman or any other type of woman other than a black woman is just, oh, hi, and they just keep walking. Like, oh,
I don't know what experience
well.
They've been through.
And I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. But that's the thing. You've done the experiment.
Why don't
and
you
I,
ask
I
the
just,
woman instead of just saying
me?
That? Ask
no.
Them. Excuse
why,
me.
You know
how come
what?
At
no.
that time? Ask them. You don't know what they went through. Each race, you'd be surprised what they go through. You don't know. Like I said, I'm telling
wait,
you firsthand, that's not a good, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you ain't getting the high, friendly high.
But wait a minute. If you walking past me, if I'm addressing you cordially and you don't respond, why should I even make an attempt to try and ask you a question? See, that's
they
the thing.
Respond, you, oh, you want them to respond back. I respond, like I said, I respond, but I'm not going to be, hi, like, hello, and then I'm going to keep it moving. Like, I'm going to give you a very, like, business-type hello, and I'm going to keep it moving. I'm not going to stand there and give you that big old smile.
But most of the time, that's all we're asking for. Is this for a response? Now there is that time. There is that time where there's some dudes that want to take it there, and you're like, could I have a moment of your time? And all you got to do is say, no, I'm in a rush. Good night. And keep it moving.
And they don't listen. I would do.
Listen. All right. Well, gentlemen, listen.
Bad.
Real men will listen, and they're gonna back off.
But 9 times out of 10, those men are not out at 2 o'clock in the morning. Some damn freaks. So that's how come we as women have to be careful on who we talking to. Had to talking about, I can you take me home with you. I can do everything you want and this. What is the man? I told him, I said, listen. I told him I'm HIV positive.
Oh my gosh. Did you really say that?
Yes, I did. Because he was like, just like really persistent following me. I'm like,
wow.
Yes. Sometimes you have to go there. I mean, he just follow me. I'm like, how far are you going to follow me? So, it's crazy. Just off of giving a smile. Oh, you have a beautiful smile. Oh, my goodness. It's very rare I see a black woman smile back. So now he's amazed because a black woman smiled back at him. Then he want to follow
the
smile.
See, and if y'all did it more often, he wouldn't have been so amazed.
No. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm walking down the street scratching like I have something. And with the minute I thought, you going to follow me, I'm going to scratch.
All right, so let me ask you this. So only you can answer from your own individual perspective. But I wonder, what if it was a white dude that turn around and say, "Oh, you have a good night, ma'am."
I treat them all the same, unlike some of you black men. I don't care what race y'all are; y'all all potential to be killers.
Some of you black men.
Okay, because y'all all potential to be killers.
What are you talking about? Like there isn't a show called Snapped. Like they ain't women serial killers. Y'all can be murderers too.
Because I'm not gonna be like how some of these men are, and I'm not gonna give the white man a smile because I feel, you understand? Some women be like, I smile at the white man because he's not a threat. No, every man is a threat at 2 o'clock in the morning. Asian, Chinese, Mexican, everybody's a threat to me. Every man. I'm not gonna just sit here and not fuck you because you black. That's messed up. Because it's like these white men who I'm like that with everybody. Hello, and I keep it moving. That's it. I'm not gonna be nasty about it. That's nasty. Just hello,
well,
and I'm gonna keep it moving.
What the hell did I just walk into?
Here comes bad fried chicken.
We got bad apple sauce and burnt chicken. Burnt chicken coming in late. How you doing, burnt chicken? What's going on?
Wow. Burnt chicken? All right, I'll deal with that.
I'm trying to defend my sisters out there. Because y'all going off. Because I'm sick and tired of some of these black men who are not strong enough to handle a black woman always saying, making little comments. Now, then you're going to have to change that 2 o'clock situation because nobody is going to be friendly at 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe the Danny
all right, listen. Let's make her privy. Let's let her know what happened. Hmm. Now, this is the deal.
I don't even want to know that.
You know, the topic is interracial dating. So my whole thing is we're talking about the kind of like the widening divide between black men and women briefly within this, you know, topic. So I would say I threw something out there. I said, hey, you know, I work overnight. And 2 o'clock in the morning, why is it that a black woman be walking down the street and I can say, oh, you have a good night, man, be safe. And she just keep it moving. But then there's a white or Asian woman or Indian woman or another woman other than a black woman. And you turn around and say, oh, good night, man. You get home safe. Oh, well, you too, thank you. And it's like, wow. Now, I've done the test. Whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning or it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I've done the test. And you know what? Out of 10 black women, only 3 come back cordial. And if there's a 4th, she's real snooty. She's on some real, like, I really don't want to say it, but I'm just going to say it because, you know, Jesus loves me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, come on. Are you serious? Like, why do you have to be nasty? There's no reason for that. But, but why is it that, well, is it 2 o'clock, 2 in the afternoon, or 2 in the morning, that white girl or somebody else is just all perky, and they're saying, well, you have a good one, too.
Well, Becky from Wisconsin is always
and you leave
perky.
At that. Yeah, but still, okay, but still, why can't Renee from Brooklyn be the same way?
Listen, Renee from Brooklyn is just going to say, you too. You have a good day, too. We're not going to come back, oh, my God, you too. No, if you have a good day, and we're going to keep it moving because we do not need
like
no stray dog following us.
Oh, now we stray dogs. But then I had to flip it, Mick. I had to flip it, Mika. And then be like, so wait a minute. What happened if it was a white man? What happened with a white dude that was turning around 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Every man is a threat, Mika, at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not discriminating against that. You wanted me to discriminate the black man, right? No, I'm not like you, some of you men. Every man is a threat at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay? So
not every man is a threat.
Listen, I'm going to treat everyone
the
same way.
So what if it was an officer? What if it was a cop? What if it was a cop? What if it was a cop?
Those niggas are killing people too. What's wrong with you? They have a license to kill. And get away with it.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to say hello and then keep it moving. I'm not going to be like, stop. Hi, how are you? You have a great day. Everything is fine. No. Because you have a good night, and I'm going to keep it moving. I'm not going to give you that bright smile, because like I did before, and I had to tell the guy I was positive. No, I'm just going to say you too, and keep it moving. That's it. White, black, Chinese, Asian, green, yellow, purple, a leprechaun, a cop, a fireman, everybody.
Okay, let's have to say a leprechaun. I'm done. I'm done. Good night.
Okay.
This heifer really said a fucking leprechaun. Really?
Yes, I did. You know what? You know what he wanted me to say? He expected me to say, "Oh, I will smile at the white man, but I'm going to be snooty with the black man." No, they all get treated the same. No.
Well, at least there's consistency in that. You have
That's
to give
right.
her credit for consistency.
I watch the ID channel. Who be snatching people the most? Anyway.
Oh my God. Mika.
What? At least he doesn't discriminate on just not wanting to talk to anyone.
I'm keeping it real. I'm not discriminating against anybody. Everybody's a threat. Everybody.
Well, damn, you might as well go live in a foxhole.
I'm not living in a foxhole. I'm just saying, I say hi to everybody. But you're not going to get that perky smile at 2 o'clock in the morning. At 2 p.m., I'll smile back at you. But 2 a.m.? No. That's rape time. No, that's rape and murder time. No, I'm good.
This happens at rape and murder time.
Rape and murder time.
Nah, I'm good.
Hey.
Well,
So this is, I guess, the beef. This is one of the beasts that stem from why, I guess, black women are dealing, stepping out of their race, and I don't know. I got to tell you,
that has nothing to do with it, honestly.
I said one of the gripes, one of the things.
Well, I can't speak for everyone, but I know for me personally, the sugar honey ice cream, the brothers just don't like me. If you want the truth. Very few like me. Very few. So.
You sound muffled. You sound like you're laying on a pillow. No, they don't. No, it's not a thing of like. What I think
is, I don't appeal to them.
She's telling you her situation. She's saying
Listen. I haven't appealed to them since I was a young buck in Cuba. Okay? And even
why
back
do
then,
you think
I
so?
Really,
why do you think so?
Because of who I am. They, you know, there was a certain type of chick that they wanted that I wasn't, honestly.
But all right, so my thing is this, where the question mark comes up and the curiosity is, so what is it about the white dude that wants you over the black dude?
It was whatever dude. Whatever dude. That's all that was.
Okay.
honestly, whatever dude was, if by some chance, one very rare chance, a brother was interested in me, that's fine. But a lot of them weren't. So it was what it was. It was, you know, it was black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese, whatever, whatever. You know, listen, honestly, when it comes to dating, you never discriminate. Because at the end of the day, a man is still a man, and he's going to be a dog, no matter the color of his skin.
Exactly.
Stop with the man being dog stuff.
It's not
because,
listen,
we're going to stop with the man bashing.
Whoa, I'm not man bashing.
I'm not man bashing.
You
like, listen,
so why we got to be dogs?
Stop. Listen, just like a chick is going to be a whore, doesn't matter the color of her skin. A whore is still a whore, you know?
But why we always got to be dogs? We ain't all, every man ain't a dog.
What does a dog do?
Your gender happen to be dogs. Just like a majority of my gender is evil, maniacal bitches. It is what it is.
So we're all dogs. That's just basically saying we're all dogs.
I didn't say that.
Men and women.
Saying,
men and women are dogs.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not putting myself. Listen. I'm not putting myself in a category. I'm not a dog.
So what do you think it is that makes us appealing? So if you guys feel that way as black women, not to say you like you're 100% on that, but I know you don't speak for the majority. But if there are a lot, if you feel that there are a lot of black women that feel that way, what is it? What quality do we have for other races to want to date black men? I mean, because to be honest, when I do see a Caucasian woman or an Asian woman or, you know, Indian with a black man,
mm-hmm.
usually that Farnsworth Bentley type dude is very rare. It's like, you know, Raheem from around the way. So it's very rare you see that, but they're with that kind of like Poindexter dude. And it's not to say that they may not like, you know, the other types of dudes from around the way, but from what I've seen, they're usually with that type of, you know, that metro social dude.
I see Becky with dudes from Brownsville. I don't know what you be saying.
Okay, it depends on where we're at. It depends on your demographics. Where I be, this is what I see in my travels.
Yeah, where I'm at,
that's not always what I see.
As a matter of fact, where I'm at, and this isn't even in my travels.
Well, no. First of all, in Jersey City, listen, everything is mixed.
I don't even
beans, mess with it's kidney like beans, lentil beans, everything's mixed up. Everybody together.
Well,
it's a mountain
pie. That's another thing. When you're from the city, it's always going to be a mix. Although it's not mixed enough for me in Jersey City. It's actually not mixed enough for me in Jersey, if you want the truth. But it is what it is, you know. I think living in the city, your opinions on people and your ideas about dating are broader. You're not as closed off as someone from a small town. You're really not. Because you're already thrown into the mix of said melting pot. So your view on relationships is totally different than someone from Iowa or Kansas or something like that. You know? Like I said, my mother called me the UN for many years. She called me the UN of dating, and she wasn't wrong. She absolutely was not wrong, because I never said I wouldn't date a particular guy. Never said that. My issue was particular guys didn't like me, whether it be because of the way that I dressed or the way that I spoke or, you know, just me being my wacky self. You know, I wasn't what they were interested in, and that was fine by me. Because what they didn't like, the Dominicans and what I did.
So your whole thing is, did you ever go out to be like, all right, well, I'm going to go get me a white dude.
No,
I'm going to go
no,
get me
Asian
dude, and I'm going to do that. Yeah. It's just whatever it was, it is. And
it's whatever it was.
I get that. Yeah, okay, I get that.
And see,
you know what I'm saying?
I
like,
it's just
love is love.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, I respect it, too. But you coming around talking about like every black man 2 o'clock in the morning is a serial killer.
Well, no, every man is 2 o'clock in the morning.
I did not say that. I said every man.
Any man. Listen, if you want to choose a topic of threat at 2 o'clock
every
in the morning.
Man.
That's what I said. I said every
listen,
man is
see.
A potential threat at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not singling out the black man, unlike how certain black men single out the black woman.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not trying to be your friend. First of all, I'm drunk. So you really need to get away from that.
But first of all, I just used it as an example because what did Nicole say? Nicole, you
she
said.
She's bent on it. Leave it alone, Brother B.
No, what did
because
Nicole say?
Because you're using the wrong time in the morning.
No, listen, what did Nicole say? Nicole said, because some brothers be like, oh, I'm done with y'all black women. I'm done with it. Because, yo, some of these black women have these attitudes that, yo, and you can't sit there and say, oh, you just mad because I'm strong. No, it has nothing to do with you being strong because you can be strong without having an attitude. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what?
But
sometimes you may think that's an attitude, but it's not an attitude. You know, that's another thing. Some people have a way of talking that you may think is an attitude. Some people just have a very, like, bland way of
talking.
Exactly. That doesn't mean that they have an attitude. That's just how they speak. And I hate that. I just wish a real man would address the situation. Like one of my coworkers said to me, and I'm glad he asked that question to me. I'll never forget this. Now, this wasn't at 2 o'clock in the morning. This was at 11 p.m. Okay, he had passed by, and he said hello, and I smiled back, and he said hello. He stopped, and he said, wow, just when I was about to give up on speaking to you black women. I was like, what was that about? And he was explaining what happened, and I told him. I was like, listen, everybody has their own story. And not, just because you think the woman has an attitude don't mean she has an attitude. Some people just speak that way, like, hello. Some people are very dry, and then you have some people who sound like they don't want to be bothered. That's just their tone. You don't know. So I'm so sick of them when they say that. That really irks my soul, and it's an excuse.
No, but dude, for real talk, like I said, if out of 10 black women that pass by, you'll have 3 that say hello and 1 that just say hi. With restraint, because once again, like, oh, Jesus loved me, so I better just say something. You know what I'm saying? But then, majority rules. You have other races that will respond, and without
so black women
any
speak
type
the
of,
whole entire black race.
No, I'm not saying
that.
They do. But you
well,
know,
the way you
listen,
okay, you know what,
listen,
guys,
if
guys,
you keep
guys,
going,
guys,
if you keep going to the same Chinese restaurant and they keep burning your food, you're going to keep going back. Eventually, you're going to stop.
Guys,
eventually,
what,
you're going
to
stop.
I'm not going to stop going to the Chinese store. I'm going to stop going to that Chinese store. And
yeah, that's what I said. That's
one.
What I said.
No,
if that one keep burning your food, you're going
to
go to another
dealing
one.
With us in general. You get it together. You use the wrong analogy. Stop it. Because I will stop going to that Chinese store. Black men stop dealing with all of us in general. Me, I would just stop dealing with that particular. So let's not go there.
Because
no.
If you keep going to the same...
By black men. I'm not going to sit here and say all you black men are dogs. No, I've just been burned by those suckers. But I'm not going to judge all black men by the massive guilt of the douches I've been with. No, I'm not going to judge all these. I'm going to say they were assholes, not all black men. That wouldn't be right. Just like I wouldn't want to be judged that way. No. That's just
what
I'm
saying. But you know what?
No.
As a man, as a black man, we're tired of getting resistance and getting these attitudes or being made to feel a certain way by our own women.
Well, you want to know why, B? Maybe if a lot of these men would stop coming up to us and be like, yo, mom, what's good? Oh, you got a good job. You can hold me down. I need a woman that can take care of me. That's what we hear.
So you know
if
what?
More,
maybe
if
you
one
know
more
what?
Dude come up
I'm
to me and
something.
Ask me to take care of him, I'll stab him in his neck.
Okay, Brother B, let me chime in here, and I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately, the majority of brothers that are like she described, that's what's approaching a lot of chicks. And
exactly.
That is a turnoff. Now,
especially when I'm in uniform. Don't approach me in uniform, because we all know what NTAs are backwards.
Okay,
yes.
So... I'm not gonna touch that one.
Well, that's a new one. That's a new one.
But
okay.
I will say this much. What I will say is this. If brothers approach sisters the way that they approach women from different races, it may be different.
Exactly.
Because
let's
say, wait, relax. Because that same dude that was hollering, talking about yo ma, this, that, and the third, will not approach a Spanish chick like that, will not approach an Asian chick like that. Well, calm down, guys.
Touch the nerve.
That's the problem, because the majority of them are like that. But the flip side of that is that a majority of sisters, I'm not saying you in particular, Nick, but a majority of sisters that are hood rats are out there too perpetrating. You know, so it falls on both lines. You got to understand that. It's not just the black dudes. It's not just the black chicks. It's on both lines. If the educated ones from both sides spoke up more, you know, and approached the matter, it'd be a different story. But unfortunately, ignorant ones on both sides are what people are seeing. So is it a turn off for a lot of black guys when the sisters all, you know, you don't want to be bothered? Yes, it is. But again, it's a turn off for the sisters when the
exactly.
brothers are coming to them sideways. You know,
exactly.
It falls on both sides of the party line.
So you know what, Nick? Do your job as a woman and of Mother Earth, because what do y'all do? You carry us around for 9 months. Y'all, listen, educate, civilize
you
and savage.
Don't be
tell
that,
that dude,
you think
wait. Just tell him, no. Take that minute and say, sir. Well, listen, you know what?
To be honest with you, I can,
but you know, I don't roll with that type. So.
I'm telling you what I experienced, and I tell
you. When she's approached, of course,
of course I say something, because they always want to say, they always come out disrespectful. Oh, ma, you got a fat ass. And I said to them, I said, you need to speak to me the way you would speak to your mother. Would you want somebody to speak to your mother and your sister that way? I said, I am a lady, and you should address me as such. And then how they look at me, I'm a snooty dick because I said that. You understand? No, I'm
and
just like, you know, you're not gonna talk
well,
to
that,
me any kind of way. When you speak up for yourself, they call you a bitch. Well, then I'll be that, because you will not talk to me that way. If you will not talk to your mother that way, then you will not talk to me that way.
Well,
and they don't
like
that.
Who spoke to their mother that way?
A lot of them don't
even have mamas that care.
Their grandmother or whatever female figure
they have in their life. See, this is the thing, you know. And, you know, guys talk about how women have no respect for men, blah, blah, blah. Well, guys don't really have a whole lot of respect for it. And, again, it goes back to it being on both lines. You know, it's not just a singular incident. You know, it's a constant incident on both sides of the party line. It is. So, I mean, like I said, personally, I don't think of it as interracial dating. I think of it as just dating. Get your freak on. Do what you're going to do. If that Chinese chick floats your boat, more power. If that Dominican dude floats your boat, more power.
The only reason why I said it, because there is a label to it.
There is a label, but... You know, and this is the thing, it's not so, and I don't really like the term interracial because it's not really, it's ethnic dating, if anything, you know, it's a mixing, it's not so much, it's the human race, it's not, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it don't matter what the hell your color skin is. Because you could, you know, you're an asshole is going to be an asshole. A jerk is going to be a jerk. A whore is going to be a whore. That's just what it is. The color of their skin doesn't dictate that. It's who they are as an individual that dictates that. You know? Think about it for a minute.
This is true.
You know? So for me, it's, you know, and a lot of people, like when I was pregnant with the oldest one, the number one question I got was, after they realized that I wasn't gay, my family, please, majority of my family thought I was gay because I wasn't girly girl. I'm sorry, I like sports. Anyway, question I got the most was, is the father black? And my response was, does it fucking matter? For you know, he could be Irish. He could be freaking Chinese. He could be freaking Hapoon. Does it really matter? Well, no, but then stop it. You know, the only one that knew was my mother. But it was just like, you people are so closed-minded. It's ridiculous to me. It's really...
Well, yeah, I mean...
Actually, it upset me more so than anything. Because it's like, you guys are still living back there? Dude, hello. Have you not known me long enough to know I just don't care? For Pete's sake, I had friends in every part of freaking the boroughs, in every freaking color, because I just don't care. So would it matter to me? No. And it shouldn't matter to you. The only thing you should really be worried about is it a boy or a girl? Because as we all know, I never wanted a girl. Hey, God, listen, you said no.
Okay.
But look, and see, and that's the thing.
Okay.
And like, but that's my issue. Does it really matter? Because you know what you're doing by asking someone that? You're perpetuating this thing of separating people still. You're still stuck on it. You're still stuck on this whole idea of, well, you know, yeah, the kid's mixed with this, yeah, the kid's mixed with that. Well, yeah, why are you doing this? Everybody wants, you know, everybody screams, oh, we all need to get along, we all need to get along, but look at what you're still doing. You can't get along if you still have that same mindset. You can't. It's impossible. It really is. And I told my oldest, I don't care who you date, as long as she's not a whore. She can't be a whore.
Okay.
She has to be a good student, and she has to at least have a part-time job if she's not, you know, she's not in school. She's got to be doing something with herself. Beyond that, I don't care.
Okay.
You know, I really don't. Because it's not, listen, at the end of the day, you know, there's but so much I can say. You know? And, you know, unless she's really rude and disrespectful, I've got no problem. I really don't. Now, if she's rude and disrespectful, she's going down the steps head first. But
okay.
She could be sick. She could have freckles. She could wear glasses. You know, she could have a dick. I don't care. As long as she's free from right, I really could care less. But that's me. You know, and I'm going to tell you how screwed up people are. Over the summer, my youngest, he gets the tan. Over the summer, he got darker. My ex-wife came out her face and said, yo, he's getting really dark. What's going on? Are you putting sunblock on him? I turned up and said, excuse me?
That's right.
Are you tripping right now? Oh, no, I'm just saying. No, you're not saying anything. Because, number one, his mother's West Indian. So he's going to always have this natural thing where he can get dark and don't burn like you. If you want to be a jerk about it, get over it. You can fade like everybody else's. Can't be gone. And if you got a problem with that, you should have never got involved with one of us.
Well, clearly, it sounded like she had a problem with it. That sounded very racist
yeah.
to me.
But meanwhile, she's with someone who's like 1,000 times darker than me and looks like Eddie Murphy in drag. But you have a problem. Okay. I think the problem with him is that, you know, when the kid gets to 10, he looks like he's Puerto Rican. Don't bother me none. As far as I'm concerned, that's going to be Ricky Ricardo when he gets older. He's going to be walking around talking about Babalu. He can't speak a word. But see, his mother's also.
Hey. Okay.
What?
I'm honest, like I said, I don't have an issue with it.
A lot of people do, though. A lot of people still do in this day and age, to be perfectly honest, and I don't understand why. Because there's no pure anything. Everybody's mixed. If you go down your bloodline far enough, you might find you got family in freaking China. Or
well,
freaking
I, you
Iceland
know what I
or
think
something.
I think it's more ego. I think some people just don't want to see or wonder, oh, what is it that he has that we don't have? Or what is it that she has that we don't have? You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
what I think it boils down to. I think
well,
it's probably
not that fragile. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, some people are. I think a lot of people out there they live in a glass box, And as soon as somebody throws something, it cracks, and then, you know, they're like, oh, my gosh. You know, that's what I believe it is. It's just really ego-driven.
You know, there's an expression, run your own race. Don't worry about the next man. You know why you need to run your own race? Because there's no reason for you to be worried about anybody else. You need to handle your own scandal. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Worry about your scandal instead of worrying about everybody else's. Because not everybody's going to hustle like you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, you don't know what the next person went through to get to where they at. You know? So do yourself the favor and stop worrying about their life. Worry about your own. If you want to.
Well, that's the problem. Well, that's the problem. People don't worry about themselves anymore. They worry about everything else. Just to fuel, once again, to fuel that ego. See, it's kind of like a subliminal competition where somebody always want to make sure they're doing better than you or someone else.
I'm too old for that. I ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, that's you.
Me, I couldn't care. I couldn't
that's
tell
you. Us. That's you, but there are people out there who sit there and they'll look, people will go to a bar, be a black dude, white chick, or vice versa, and somebody's like, look at this.
If they was watching Empire, they wouldn't be bigging him up. I'm saying, oh, sorry.
All
right, I ain't going to talk about that. I got to stop watching Empire.
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah. But anyway, I think it's an ego-driven thing. Interracial, it shouldn't have a label. It should just be people dating. But somebody wants to take it to that level.
Somebody
once you put the interracial in there. Yeah. Hey, we got a caller. And 30-54, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
The man with the biggest ego walking on God, green earth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's I, the High Rock, a.k.a. the King of Kings. And Mika was too busy to talk about my ego. I have to call it.
God. Don't you have to go do a baby run or something? Ain't baby mama hungry for some ribs or something?
Listen, baby mama just pissed me off.
Absolute
right now. She's
truth.
Upstairs. I just got here. I'm in a laundry room right now. I have to do laundry right now.
Oh, I just finished mine.
And before we start.
I'm just washing her drawers.
And why?
Washing her drawers.
Should we cancel that show Empire right now?
No.
Yes, Hot Rod. What is it, dude?
No, I just want to say my piece about interracial couple. That's all.
Well, come on. Let's have it because it's probably going to be retarded anyway. We know you.
No, I just want to. No, I know how it is because as Brother B and I talk about it on my show Monday night, I have a white friend. We go to the bars. We go
absolute
drink all the
truth.
Time.
Monday nights.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, indeed. Or Sundays. I don't know whatever day I feel like doing this show.
Okay.
But we
absolute
there's dirty looks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We get dirty looks all the time from people because I'm a black man sitting with a white girl and people get upset. Why? We're not touching each other. We're not touching each other. We're just hanging out, friends, just drinking, and we go out our business. But
if they know you, they probably like that poor woman. Why is she even hanging out with him? He's just a hot one.
Well,
yes,
anyway.
But or
that's beside the point. And I think I know who you're referring to. And not for nothing, I don't know why she'd be hanging out with you anyway. Because you just stop pain in the butt.
You don't jealous because I have friends, unlike you.
You have one friend, Hot Rod. One friend.
Besides, use your fingers to entertain yourself. That's the only friend that you have right now. You're just jealous of me. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And before you
okay.
start watching your
Sorry, I was too busy laughing. I'm sorry. I ain't even mad. It's funny.
No, it's been a while, Mika, so you know that.
But
why
but
is
yes,
the
see,
sisters
the
are jealous?
Like, but see, look at
no,
us. We've been friends
sisters.
For how long?
We've been friends for like 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Because people are wondering. Because you know
what?
All right.
Because you're not
you
holding hands in public.
Out there.
Kissing.
No, but there's some white dudes out there that, that once again, you ever heard of that saying? You can screw them, but you can't bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
Who you think made that up?
Uh-huh. Because that applies.
So we're not supposed to. Some
yeah,
of them.
Listen,
some
when you
of
guys
them.
Are going out, where are you in Bay Ridge? Or are you in freaking? Are you over by Kings Highway? Where you guys at?
Well, you gotta hide. You gotta go where you can't get chased.
Bingo.
So you're over by Kingsborough, is what you're telling me.
No. We hang out in Flatbush. We hang out in East New York.
Okay, so
we hang out in most urban. Yes.
That makes no sense.
No, but we hang out. Well, okay, we hang out in the place where you get 2 for $20. I'm not gonna say the name right now.
Oh,
but they got a good happy hour.
Oh Lord, shut up.
So you okay then? So you know they got plenty of black people over there in that place.
Have mercy.
Okay, so why are you sisters always trying to give us a dirty look? Because I'm hanging out with a white girl. That's all I want to know.
Well, number one, I wouldn't give y'all dirty looks. I'd be too busy laughing because it ain't that serious. See, and that's the thing. Most of us just don't care. But the ones that don't care are also not hanging out over there. The ones that don't
care.
I
disagree. The ones that do care are watching us. You don't care. You're speaking for yourself. You're speaking for the older crowd. For the younger crowd, they do care. And most sisters do care.
And that's the thing. But again, it goes back to what I'm saying. You know, you got this mindset. You've got this stereotype that's been perpetuated for all of these years. Everybody wants to get along, but nobody wants to break the cycle. You can't break. Listen, you can't get along if you're not willing to break the cycle. You just can't. It's impossible. You cannot have your cake and eat it too in this particular situation. It's either you're going to stop or you're going to keep it going.
So what happened to the concept of jungle fever then?
There ain't no jungle fever in that place. I don't know. You know what? And the sad part is that was as entertaining as the movie was. There really was no jungle fever. It was two people that got hot for each other. So the only was must have been the heat in the jungle. That's about it. Because at the end of the day, it was about two people, and that's what it should be
yeah,
about.
But then,
it was
but,
about two people.
Well, yeah,
it
exactly.
Be about, it shouldn't
but
be about anything beyond
people,
that.
But society twists it.
Yeah,
other people twist it.
It's fake. Look at the people we have in office running freaking countries. Yeah, because they're geniuses. They have to struggle to get their power. Ooh, did I say that out loud?
Well,
sorry.
Wow. Mm. Someone speaking her mind on this night.
Sorry, one of my inside voices
got out.
Well,
yeah, you should have heard Nicole earlier. She was going in.
Oh,
no, I'm quite sure you heard it.
Listen, I'm just telling you.
But again, you know what? At the end of the day, it's
but
not
I've
that
I've never
serious.
Seen you two talking about it.
When you went down hot lot, when you want to go hang out, you get inside looks from people. What does she do? Does she side eye them back, or does she just ignore them?
She doesn't ignore them, and she doesn't laugh. But you got the brothers that come talk to her, trying to holler at her because she's with me, trying to figure out are we
see,
a couple
that
or
ego.
Not. You know,
ego.
And it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. But I just looked the other way because I don't care. Let her talk to whoever she wants. But you still got the brothers like, wait a minute, if this brother got his white chick, let me try hopping on that vanilla also.
Yeah, chances are he was a low-life guy in general, because any dude that tries to hit up on a chick when she's with another dude is automatically a low-life. I don't care.
He's a scumbucket.
You know, you're just a deuce just for doing that. You automatically hit deuce status.
True,
automatically.
But if it's a guy who's trying to holler at a girl?
Yes, he's wrong for hitting on another guy. And listen, whether or not you guys are even involved, it's inconsequential. When you see another man walking to a spot with a chick, you as a man to say no, because she is with somebody. Whether or not that's her brother, her uncle, it don't matter. You're supposed to show that person that respect, and that's another thing.
I agree with you, but these guys don't do that these days.
No, because they weren't trained. You know, you can't listen. You what?
No, I'm listening. You have a point. It wasn't trained, so I'm listening.
Because they weren't trained. Listen, you cannot expect. Listen, let's be real about it. How are you going to expect a woman to treat you right and show you respect when you can't show the next person respect? You know what I'm saying? If your mother or your uncle or your cousin or whomever did not teach you
that whole respect thing, then it's a waste. You know, you got to listen. Respect is not something that's given. Respect is earned. You want to earn somebody's respect, you got to show them that. You do.
Well, nowadays, respect is given. It's not earned anymore.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's in your house. That's one grain of sand amongst the whole beach. Respect is just being given away.
It's not being taught. But you know what? But you can't listen. Respect you can teach. You know, common sense you can't. But even still, common sense. Something like that should just be common sense.
But common sense is very rare now. Common sense seems like a talent right now with some people.
You ain't wrong.
Common sense is common.
You ain't wrong.
So far as it still exists.
It depends on who the person is. But I tell you why. You know, and I'm actually offended at the fact that people are really douchebags like that to you guys. I'm actually offended by it. Because it's not that cool. And again, it's nobody's fucking business. Truth being
told. But once again, it's still not considered acceptable. It's considered acceptable.
But why? It's 2015 now. It's been like 200 years now already.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I don't care. Listen, live your life. I don't care. But my thing
like, who cares what people care? People going to talk about you. They talked about Jesus. Like, come on, who cares?
And to be honest with you, guys, I never had a white girl in my life before. Well, besides me, okay. But that's a different story.
And I never dealt with a white dude either.
Oh, my God.
It's always been chocolate.
What about white chocolate?
I haven't come across any white chocolate that will make me say, "Ooh, baby, no."
Okay.
What about that yellow chocolate?
Yeah. What the fuck? I mean,
that's getting close to the white. You gotta go in shade.
Listen, I never dealt with anything pink before.
No, what about some caramel? Caramel chocolate.
It's not all pink. Didn't we have this conversation already?
Pink, tan, whatever.
Oh, wait. Okay, that part right there, I ain't even getting into. So, we got 2 minutes left. Mr. Hot Rod.
Yes, sir.
Final note.
Really?
Fine thoughts, guys. Yep. Just live your life. Whether it's black, white, Chinese, if you love that person, just go for it. That's it.
Works for me.
Nicole.
Don't talk to me at 2:00 in the morning.
Listen, I can be bleeding out my ear. I wouldn't call you for help 2:00 in the morning. You probably go cut me out. Burnt Chicken and Mika, what's up? What's your final thought coming in all late?
My final thought is, get it. Just listen, run your own race, do what you're going to do. Ain't nobody going to make you happy but you at the end of the day. And it's not interracial dating, it's into everybody dating. Because we into everybody dating. I'm just saying.
True. Well, on that note, I'm going to say thank you, Mika. Thank you, Nicole, for your spirited commentary. I didn't forget. Oh, listen, don't hurt me, okay? Please, I'm on your side. For your spirited commentary, Mr. Hot Rod. Thank you for calling in. Once again, everybody, check out the Absolute Truth on Mondays and on Blog Talk Radio, and that wraps it up. That wraps it up for the menu. You guys have a good night. And everybody be safe. Be well.
All right. Good night, guys.
Peace. No peace. 2:00 in the morning strolls for you, Nicole.